It happened yesterday. The Sonoma County Health Officer, that would be Interim Health Officer for the County of Sonoma, Dr. Karen Holbrook, declared a local health emergency because of the amount of toxics, hazardous waste in the river debris. Dr. Holbrook is with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
Happy to do it, Dr. Holbrook. Tell us what... You know, what sort of turned the fate of this thing into, you know, what caused the declaration yesterday?
Well, the storm and the flooding last week impacted over 2,500 homes and businesses and created a large amount of debris. And a portion of that debris falls into the household hazardous waste category. And those materials could be harmful to people and animals and the environment. And so the health emergency, the local health emergency, is intended to highlight that situation and to help address the accumulation of the household hazardous waste. It's going to enable us to go out and be a little bit more aggressive in terms of collecting that debris and disposing of it properly.
What could happen to us as a result of those floodwaters?
In terms of the household hazardous waste, it's specifically things like nail polish, lighter fluids, antifreeze, batteries, insecticides, things that we all have in the house that got dispersed, you know, either on the property or in the house in the area that's been impacted or even out, you know, along the river. And those items need to be collected and disposed of separately from regular debris. And so this is intended to help in that effort of collecting all those special items.
What kind of symptoms would people experience as a result of issues?
I mean, it would vary. It would be vary by whatever the item is. But there, if you touch them and get them on your skin, there could be rashes or dermatitis. If you ingest them, again, it varies a lot depending on what the item is, but you know, it could cause intestinal damage or even more profound things.
What about
the things that you keep away from your kids,
right,
up in the high shelf,
right,
behind locked doors?
Yeah, they're not generally rolling around the yard or down the street. You're absolutely
exactly
right about that. What about, I mean, the river has receded, the floodwaters have receded in Sebastopol as well. What about the leftover muck and mud? Does that pose a problem too?
I mean, in terms of that, there's some proportion of some of this material that may have leaked out. In general, it's going to be fairly dilute. There has, in addition to that, been some septic systems that may have been impacted, but in general, the inspectors that have gone out have said, on the whole, there's been relatively little of that. And so there's always sort of a mixing of materials. There's some runoff from the agricultural that could be in there over time that will delete and dissipate out.
And what do we do to protect ourselves? Because, you know, the cleanup has to take place.
Excellent question. There's a lot of common sense precautions that we are promoting. They are posted on the SoCo emergency website and include, you know, things like washing your hands after you do cleanup work, before preparing food and before eating. There's a whole process of assessing food that may have been touched by the floodwaters. If in doubt, throw it out. There's instructions on how to sanitize the food cans if those are, you know, selected to be to keep, and cleaning and sanitizing countertops, dishes, pots, and pans. It's very important that people make sure that their water supply is safe. And so water from wells that were inundated by floodwaters may pose a risk, and we are advising people not use potentially contaminated well water for drinking, cooking, or bathing until that water's been disinfected and tested. And there are instructions for that also on the SoCo emergency website.
Okay, very good. Very good. Any idea how long this directive, this local health emergency, will be in play?
At this point, no. I don't think it will be a long term. It really is focused on collecting the household hazardous waste containers. It's a very focused effort on that. So we shall see, but I don't anticipate it will be, weeks and months for this.
Very good. And Dr. Holbrook, one more question for you. Is there a delayed reaction in terms of the time that you find yourself, in direct hit, to having a direct hit with these floodwaters and the mud, and the time that symptoms may occur?
I mean, it's going to vary. There will be people who had a lot of exposure may have rashes, and if they did have anything that was contaminated by sewage, there may be, over the course of days to weeks, there might be some delay on that. If people had wounds that got contaminated that weren't initially addressed, I would expect that to occur over, days to weeks also.
All right, very good. We appreciate you taking the time to do this important information for our listeners in the entire county to have. Dr. Holbrook, thanks for being here.
And thank you for helping us get the word out.
All right, very good. Interim Health Officer for Sonoma County, Dr. Karen Holbrook, and explaining the emergency health declaration. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on that, too.